Zeichen nicht was Avi Mori, Jakob und Yisrael Pichas, und Zeichen nicht was Daniela Scheine, was Yoshua Falak. Okay, wir wollen sagen. Continuing in Hilchus Bitzias Pas aus Ches. Shulchan Aruch says, Yochol Miyad, Velo Yasiach, Kluf Samach Zayin Vav. When you make a motzi, you have to eat right away. You shouldn't talk in between. Elam Kein, Hoysa, Sicha, Bidvar, Me'inyon, Dvar Shebevarach Malav. When Sheberich Halapas, Rekod Sheikh Olamar, Havi Melach. Otherwise, if it's a tzorech, Me'inyon, then you say, oh, bring the salt. You made a motzi lechem in Haaretz, and now, oh, bring the salt. Then you're allowed to say that, and it's not a hefsek. Bring the salt. We'll give the behema to eat before. But if you taught something that's not me'inyan, then it's a hefsek, and then you lost the bracha. You have to make the bracha again. But if it's me'inyan, it's okay. And then he says, we call mokam l'chadchila l'yasi klav. So that, I think, we're going to have another packet on that. That the idea of l'yasi klav. In other words, really, l'chadchila, you shouldn't rely, even if it's l'tzorech. I think someone told me that Rav Shechter mentioned, that's why he tries not to make a hefsek by a chasana between the Birkas Erisin and the Sinas Tatabas. Other Rabbanim, you know, do make a hefsek with tzorech. They tell the chassan, these are the, you know, they do. I like doing it as I'm going along. Like, you make the Birkas Erisin, the Baropia Gavin Birkas Erisin, then they drink, and then you say, okay, this is the Eidim, and this is the, you know, as things are happening to tell the Olam, to tell the chassan kal what's happening, not to have everything from beforehand. Okay, in other words, I'm going to tell you step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then we're going to do now. I like to do step 1, now we're going to do step 1. Step 2. So I think Rav Shechter is marked because of this Ramah, so we'll have to see about that L'chatchil, he shouldn't do even the Tzorech. But okay, but I still, for many people, it's best if you do tell everything from before, this is, you know, not as you're doing it, there could be confusion. So I'd rather do it as we're going along than even though. Okay. So the Magen Avraham says if you talked when you're chewing, say, so you don't have to repeat the bracha. Even though really it's not allowed to talk till after you swallow. But if you talk when you. You know, at least you started chewing, so that's b'di'evet, that's good enough. That's what he quotes from the Shalom. But then he himself writes, he says, but the question is, but halois ain't tzarech bracha. In other words, you don't need a bracha to chew on something. So why should that be a good heter? Nice that you chew, you spit it out, you don't need a bracha. So then, how can you consider that to say that's not a hefsek? Once you swallow, then it's, but why should that be a good heter? That's what the Magen Avraham is asking. That's how some learn the Magen Avraham. Can you have bracha ala bliya, the tzarchin? The bracha's on the bliya, on the swallowing. But the Maitre, we rely on this. See, look at the Magen in the Machtzis Hashekel on page 2. In high time, because of the Tchila Shavu Yosiach and Achar Shabbola HaPrusa, I see Rai Mahen the Simen Reish Yud, the Imlo Supolit, and Tzarech Levarach. That if you are planning to chew on something and spit it out, you don't need to make a bracha. So therefore, that's the Kasha. Why should that be a good heter, that the fact that you started to chew, But chewing is, the bracha is not going on the chewing. And if you want to see the shalah here, it's on page 4, going on to page 5, in the Haggah. Again, Din Pashat Hu, the Gemara, V'chol HaPoskim, She'osu L'daber, Be'birkas HaMotzi L'Achila, on page 4. In Diber, Averi Hi B'yadav, Tzarech Lachzu L'Varach. Where he says, V'nira Dafilu, Hichnis Prusa Sabitzia, L'toch Pi, V'loso, Enu Rosh HaLadaber. He says, you're not allowed to speak even though you started chewing. But he says, but then the paragraph Afalpi, the paragraph Sha'afa Amati Shu Hefsek Imidav Shasti Ima Kamokan in Omer Bima also B'diyeved Kei Shashacha V'diber B'Shasatima Shayachzav Yivarch. He said, in other words, B'diyeved he's going to be saying that if you started chewing, it's good enough. Like a lot of people, they're in a conversation and then they make a motzi and then they put the challah and the piece in their mouth. They start chewing and they continue the conversation before they swallow. So you shouldn't do that. But the shalah says, but in the event, you don't have to repeat the bracha. And on page 5 is this halacha of Hatayim Asatavshil, Enitzar Huvarich, Hatil Himbolo. Some say if you only want to taste something, you want to see that, and you swallow it, then you don't need a bracha for this opinion, that you don't even need a bracha for that. But the other opinion is Yoshomrim that if you swallow, you do need a bracha. So Pashtus is, we assume, that chewing... That's about swallow, but if you spit it out, then for sure you don't need a bracha. There's two days whether you have kavana l'tom not to have svia, whether you need a bracha for that. If you don't have kavana sachila, just kavana sti. But certainly, if you spit it out, you don't need a bracha. So then, how could the shalos say that the fact that you chew a little bit that saves you the bracha? So that's why the Magen Avraham says it's Sarachir. And if you look at the Sefer Bigvei Yesha, he writes, Ayin Simen Reish Yud, on page 8, Da Loe, it's Lo Kosh Amidu. So what's the answer to this kasha? In other words, if you're saying to me that lois, you don't need a bracha if you just lois, so then how could that... So if you talked, after you were lois, so the shalos says, b'dievid, you're okay. And the Magen Avraham asked the kasha on that, because the bracha doesn't go on the Isa. Lois latino amal yivarach lo nene. See, if you're doing it to chew, then you want to give it to your little son. Chew it up a little, it'll be easy for him to eat. So that lois doesn't need a bracha. But if you're doing it for your own pleasure, it's also hana, and it's considered v'haschalosa l'achila, v'nechsha v'lisa nami hana. Okay, those it's considered the beginning of the Hanah Sachila. So it's different. And so since it's the beginning of the Hanah Sachila, then it's good. If you were doing it just for your kid to have it easier to chew, so you're going to chew it for him and then you're going to give it to him, that's not Hanah at all, and that wouldn't count. But the chewing that leads up to the Achila is considered the Haschala Sachila. So he says, "Im ken yofe horah shalom." The double was a matemat saying the tzarich bracha, etc. And the Magen Giborim writes on page 10, "Because of the Magen Avraham lo yasiach ad sheyivla haprusa biyim sach ba'odolois in tzarich lachzul levarach shalom." The Dvar of Nechodim. Mashachos of Magen Avraham Diga Bracha Lablia, Kachos of Brikas Avram, Aval Ebemes, Niu Deloi, Sein Tzarek Bracha, Aval Kolponim, Hascholot, haschalto de blihu. Kevish abol hachakach yotzei v'lo hava hefzeg. It's the haschala sachila, he says. Va'olas tamid hevi b'shem ha'shalot, etzarech l'achol kishir zayis kodim sheidaber, that really you should eat a kazayis before you speak. That's why I always try. You make a motzi, you give everyone a kazayis, they should eat the whole piece, and then they can, you know. Because of the rabbis, the matzahs are also shalom. You can eat a lace. What?
Why do I need a kazayis for?
Yeah, so he questions that. Some say you need a kazayis because, so you'll remember, because all the other foods that you're eating are. You don't have to make a bracha because they're nitbol to the original achila. But if you don't, if you forget to eat a kazayis, then you really had a chiv to make brachas on the chicken and the everything else. So it's best always to start off with.
I thought it was maybe a birchas hamazon, but yeah. That's clear. It was pras.
That's also you need for. Okay, and then the other gemara about te'ima here is on page 11 in brachas Yudalit.
You can say that
you
have to eat kazayas before
eating anything else, but
why is it not
actually speak?
Well, I'll
say again.
You can say that you have to eat kazayas before
you
eat anything else based on that, but why
would I? Why is speaking a problem in between? Yeah, why is speaking a problem? It could be just an issue that you won't forget to do it. In other words, we want you to get it all done. Well, if you have kazayas, you're taken care of. You know that you'll, like Rav Meir said, you'll be able to bench. You'll be able to make sure all your food that you're going to eat is exempt.
So if I'm yaitza with a burger goffin and I'm drinking, there's also a shear that he has to drink?
If what?
I make a burger goffin and then later I don't have to make a shahakol, right?
Right.
So it's only if I drink a revius?
Yeah. I mean, some say the revius is not even good enough. Some say you have to be koveya on the yayin.
No, not for kiddush, for the middle of the week.
Yeah, in the middle of the week. In other words, Pasha says really? If you just have a little te'ima, ba'alma, it's not going to be popular. It's a machlokas whether if you
just
have
wine on the table and I take a little sip, you know.
Yeah, so then that's not so pasha then that you wouldn't have to make. I told you, that's why it's very important that every kiddush there should be herring. Because once you have herring, then you have to make the shahakol for the herring. In other words, wine potters the soda. And it's the question of how much wine you have to have. So that's a shayla. But if you have herring, then for sure that's not niftar by the wine, because it only potters mashka. So you should have egg salad or herring or. That's very important that a kiddush, because, and even the Roinshul kiddush is, as I told you, it's not so pashut. If you weren't koveya al hayayin, you know, koveya al hayayin sometimes means that people, you know, get together just to drink wine together. The koveya al hayayin. So maybe only then. It's a big machlokas hapoiskim, this shayla, about how much wine. But sure, not a little. I think maybe the Netziv, Rabbi Jachav is the Netziv, maybe, but Pashas, you need at least a Rias, if not more. Take a look at the Halachas Katanas. Similar with Gimel, page 13. Misha Be'ach V'dasan Ochlum Toch Piv, Kol Shachech Yitam Lechol, he put the food in his mouth. Right, so he speaks about the shayla also, the halachas ketanas. Says Rehida, matem is ain't tzvichin bracha in raya. The husband l'man domar fiul b'vlas ad revis. Time to love l'achil mechavna. Well, there's no raya from the din of te'ima because te'ima is a shita that even if you swallow it, you don't have to. This is what we saw in the big day yesha. I think he quotes it in the bottom here. That you have kavana to eat, and so the te'ima is the beginning of the achila, and then you don't have to. You consider it like you began, just like he says by bedikas chametz. Once you started the bedika, then you shouldn't really speak the whole time. But once you started, then the bracha was chal already. The bracha was chal, and then So the same thing over here. That's considered the starting the achila.
What's the example over there? What's the example over there about Bidika?
Bidika, you have to check the whole house. But you checked a little bit, and you started speaking, and you didn't check the rest of the house yet. So do you lose the bracha? So he says, no.
Oh, so if you don't eat any, if you just taste it and don't eat the rest of it, the bracha is fine.
No. In other words, if you taste it and you never swallowed it, so then it's only achila if ultimately you do the achila, you do the bliya. But if lemaisa you tasted it and then you decided you don't want to eat it.
Therefore, it was not a
bracha levatola? I don't know about that because lemaisa, if you spoke before you did the bliya, but you had a te'ima, so then you could say it's the tchilas achila. But you can't say it's a tchilas achila if you never had the achila.
Oh, so it's only for so what's the nafkamina? Between saying it's a tchilas achila or not?
Tchilas achila is if you spoke. You put it in your mouth, you started chewing or whatever, and then you spoke before you swallowed it.
Now it's still...
The din of the shalah, basically.
You
don't have to repeat the bracha. Yeah, and then he says here the Eliyahu Rabba about the Shiloh of the Magen Avraham, whether, you know, Shein Levarach El Al Tachlis HaInyan, the Rubliya. Vatakti Shalom Lomtzayin Sevichen Haviu Magen Avraham Adaita Noten Afil Lachzo Levarach. Wait, the Magen Avraham thinks that the Shalom is wrong, really. Right? Because he says, right, that was his kasha, tzarchid. And then if you look at the Chayadam on page 16, there's also the Hafsik Vidibu or Filo, the Shasha Hulawais. You can't be Mafsik even when you're chewing. Actually, you've looked at it. I'll eat it in Tzarek Bracha Klal. Imbola Filo, the Dover, where in Tzarek Lach Sol Lavarech. So he's saying, Aval Imbola Adai Klal, Tzarek Hiyan. In other words, he's quoting the Magen Avraham. And he's not so sure that the Shalah is right. Literally, the Filo Lobolarak Hatam Shematzot Bethiv Ben Alisa in Tzarek Lavar. So the Magen Avraham, the Chayonim says a Chiddush here. That say you weren't Bola, the food yet, but you already tasted Rak Hatam, but you were Bola the taste. So there was none of the food really went down. But when you were chewing, some of the taste of the food went down. So even though when you chew something, the taste comes out. So that went down your throat. So he says, if all that just the tam went down, that's good enough. Not necessarily the chatchila, but he says, v'nir alisha afilu lo bola rak hatam she matzot b'fid ben alisa ein tzarech levarach.
Rebbe, why is that? Why don't you need to say a bracha even if you're getting? I would imagine you get hana from having it.
Right. So therefore, you don't say the bracha. In your mouth. You were tom that you were bolei the tom, but not any of the be'en. So he says. So we said it's a machlokas of the shalom the Magen Avraham. What's the din? If you just boleya, would you just lois? So it's a machlokas. So he's making a pshara. that if the thing that you were loyis, you were boleya the tam shabo, even though you weren't boleya the be'en, that's enough to say you were yotze the bracha.
Is this more strict than the shlart or?
Shlart, no. This is the shlart saying even if you didn't boleya anything, even if you weren't boleya the tam b'chlal, but you started chewing and you started speaking, the shlart says you yotze b'di'evit. He's not so sure. Because the Magen Avraham says not. So he's making a pshara. He's making a pshara between the Magen Avraham and the...
What's the svara behind the shlach? Why would it count for bracha? Like what's,
because it's the tchilas achila. I would explain it more momentarily. Okay, so let me give you a little background, a pshat. I mean, the Big Day Yesha some calls it the tchilas achila. But let me show you two makoros. To explain it even better. There's a Tosis Yishanim here on page 17. There's a Tosis Yishanim on page 17. And it's in the sugya of Kimle Midrama Minei. That if you chayiv Misa, then and Maman at the same time, the Misa patters the Maman. So say you were eating something, you were taking something from Rosh HaYachid to Rosh HaRabim, so therefore you were stealing, but at the same time you were eating. But the eating is later. The eating is later. First you take it out, you pick it up. So it's not at the same time. So the Gemara says, yeah, but not at the same time, so then you would be Chayiv Mammon, because the Misa... It was first, and the moment's later, so it's not bidden. But in the bottom here, the Tosis Shadim writes that's only because when you pick something up, that's not the Tchilas Achila. Why? Because really, you could bend down and eat. You could bend down and if every time you ate, you would have to pick it up first to eat, and you wouldn't be able just to bend down. Then the picking up, says the Tosfos Yishanim, would be the Tchilas Achila. Because any time that you need A to get to B, then A is considered the Haschol of B. And therefore, if it's the Inna of the picking up, that would have been sufficient. But it's only because you don't have to do A to get to B. You don't have to pick it up. You can bend down and... So therefore, since it's not a prerequisite to get to B, you don't have to do A. So the Mela, that's why it's not considered Be'idna. Because the picking up is not part of the Achila. Because you don't have to pick up. But Luyitzo, you would have to pick up. So that's the Vort. We're going to see in the Avnei Nezer. Whatever you have to get to B, you have to do A. So then A is part of B. Now, let me tell you, and therefore, since to eat something, you're going to have to put it in your mouth and presumably chew it. That's the process. I mean, theoretically, you could just swallow, but the normal process is to do it that way. So then the chewing is considered, that's what the Big Day Yesha means, that the chewing is considered haschalas chid, because every time you eat, you chew pashas in the normal way of eating. Oh, so what context does the Avnei Nezer say it in? The Avnei Nezer says it in the context of Metzitza. Question of Metzitza, prepare, not prepare. So he says like this. How can you say there's a halacha of how to do Metzitza? If Metzitza is only for health reasons, what the Gemara says, so then what's the shaykh to speak about how you have to do the Metzitza? Okay, you can say it's a minug or whatever, but... So, and let me ask you a question. When you're doing a meal, say you're doing a meal at the end of the day, right? So you have to do a meal by yom. Does the mitzitza have to be by yom? Does the mitzitza have to be by yom? Or do you say, no, mitzitza is not the mitzvah meal? Or does it have to be on the eighth day, the mitzitza?
What is mitzitza again, sorry?
Mitzitza is sucking the blood.
Oh yeah.
And that's after prayer, right?
Yeah. So the Avnei Nezer is going to say a big yisod based on the Tosfos Yishanim. He says that even though You know, let's assume that what the Gemara says, well, the question of Matzias of today, but what the Gemara says when you have to do there's going to be a sakana for the child if you don't do Matzitsa. So that means that every time you do Mila, you're going to also have to do Matzitsa. And even though it's only for the health reasons, but since every time you're going to do Mila, you said before, every time to get to B, you're going to have to do A, so then A and B are part of the mitzvah. So too, any time you have to do A, when you do A, you're going to have to get to do B. When you do the meal or the pre, you're going to have to also do mitzitza, or else it'll be a sakana. So then that's part of the mitzvah. In other words, just like we said before, that if every time you ate, you would have to pick it up. So then picking up macholas asuras would be part of the avera, because you couldn't eat without the baisa. That's not true, because you could bend down and eat. But if any two parts of the thing are necessary to do it, so then both parts are part of the mitzvah, even though really the mitzvah is not part of the mitzvah, because it's only for health reasons. But since every time you do the mila, the priya, you also have to do mitzitza because it'll be a sakana. So then that's considered part of the mitzvah, and then that has to be bishmini. That has to be mayom. Just like the Tosis Yishanim said, here he quotes on page 19, that if every time you ate macholas asuras, you'd have to pick it up, then the picking up is part of it. And that's the same thing over here, and that's the word of the shalah. That since to get to the Bliya, you have to, Pashto says, you have to do the Isa, so that's considered what the Bigdei Yeshu says in the Tchila Sachila. And therefore, it's not considered a hefsek. Even though the Chatchila, you shouldn't speak till after the Bliya, but if you spoke after the Bliya, after the Isa, before the Bliya, it'll be okay. And that's the, but that's his big Yisod, the Avnei Nezer. Hechi Teisu, there should be any halachas of mitzitza if it's not part of the mitzvah. So this yisod is that anything that's not part of the mitzvah but always will have to be done when you do the mitzvah is considered part of the mitzvah as well. Yeah, David?
Isn't this a little bit different though? Because by the chewing, we're saying in order to eat, he needs to chew first. So the chewing becomes part of the eating. But to say that over here, you would say in order to do once he does the mila, he has to do mitzitza. So then the mila should be considered part of the mitzitza. But where do you see that the mitzitza is a mitzvah from there? You just see that the mila itself is somehow part of the mitzitza.
No, but the mitzitza is the mitzvah is the mila. And every time I'm going to do mila, I have to do mitzitza also. So those two things are interconnected. So anytime when you have two things, and one is the mitzvah, really technically is not the mitzvah, or one is the aveira. And what eating chalev is the aveira, but picking it up, since every time if that would be the case, that every time you pick it up, you'd have to every time you eat, you would have to pick it up. Then that's Tosis Yisrael says, so that's part of the aveira also.
So the order doesn't matter.
The order doesn't matter, right? It's the opposite order, but it's the same yisod. That when A leads to B, or B. A, you know, you have to have A to get to B, or you have once you do A, you're going to need to do B. So it shows that it's connected, because it's a hechrach, that it has to be always to have one is going to causative of the other, even though one technically is the mitzvah, one really is not. One technically is the aveira and the other is not. But that's the story. That's as you saw. That's why you could say, because one could title, why do I have to do mitzitza b'shmini? Why can't I do it at night? Right? How behechi tasty that so he wants to say that you have to do it in the day, you have to do bishmini because this is part of the mitzvah, even though technically it's not. But since every time you do the mila, based on the mitzias, that's considered that one is leads into the other, that's considered part of the mitzvah, then it has to be mitzitza on the eighth day by yom. It's a fascinating tshuva of the Avnei Nezer. I always like this shoe. It was a very interesting svar based on this Tosis Yishanim and Ksubas Lamed Aleph.
Would Rabbi say that it's in a hekshar mitzvah or it's part of the actual mitzvah itself?
It's part of the actual mitzvah itself because it's just like it's part of the aveira itself, and it could say Kimle Bidrabine. So the time that you're picking up the food and you're stealing it and you're doing hotzah, at that point you're chayim mamon. So you can say Kim Lemid Rabbi Bini. And that could explain what the Yeshua says in Pshat and the Shloh. It's a Tchila Tachim. Even though the Magen Avraham asks, but you don't need it. If you just had the Le'is alone, it would be... That's okay.
So you got to check the Kula as well.
Yeah, so it's a fascinating Daher. And then page 22 is Rav Yaakov Emden, the Siddur of Rav Yaakov Emden, where he sides with the Shalom against the Magen Avraham. So that's in the Siddur of Beis Yaakov of Yaakov End. Okay, Rabosei. So that's the story over here. Okay, so Baruch Hashem, we did this. Okay, so. Yeah, a little early today, I wasn't feeling so well, but there's a show. Sure, will be good. Okay? Okay, Kolto, have a good day. David, Vermeer, Rav Levi, Rav Ilan, Rav Jacob Silberger, Rav Avigdor, and Rav Natan, and Rav Jason, and Rav Ezra. Everyone should be well. Kolto.
Thank you.